Now that Kevin had put Jason in his place, he looked around and then looked directly at him. "Didn't you see the dream lover on Lily's neck? It's worth 100 of your fancy suits." Everyone's gaze shifted to Lily. To be precise, they were all staring at Lily's neck. Following Kevin's rebuke, the entire audience suddenly fell silent, so quiet that all you could hear was the delicate piano music in the background. The crowd exploded with questions and comments. One relative said,
"Or am I seeing things? Is she actually wearing a dream lover?"
Another said, "Heavens, that's really a dream lover. There are only 10 of them in the world. It's a woman's dream." All the women present were excited. Even most of the men were shocked. There were a few people there who had never heard of the dream lover necklace, but now they were well aware of it. Everyone looked at her in amazement. For a moment, Lily became the most eye-catching woman in the entire hall. Countless envious gazes fell on her body, which definitely was a boost to her ego. Lily unconsciously shifted her attention to Kevin, who was standing at her side. "He seems somewhat different tonight," she thought. Jason stared at the necklace on Lily's neck and lied.
"I think you're just trying to trick everyone. That's no dream lover. Where did your family get enough money to buy such a rare piece of jewelry? I think you're just wearing a fake."
Kevin snapped back. "It's none of your business how much money we have. We don't answer to you." Dorothy walked over and called to her son-in-law. "Kevin!" After giving Kevin a warning look, Dorothy smiled and stepped in front of Jason. "Jason, Kevin is younger than you, so he doesn't know how to bite his tongue. Why are you arguing with him anyway? And where are your parents? Why didn't I see them come today?" Dorothy wanted to change the topic to give everyone a diplomatic way out, but Jason's heart was burning with anger. How could he let Kevin get to him so easily?
"My parents are overseas on company business. They aren't lazy like you. You don't have anything to do all day long, do you? You have your little son-in-law to wait on you hand and foot, and you don't even need to babysit him."
Jason's words made Dorothy extremely embarrassed. At that moment, a mature older voice interrupted them.
"What in heaven's name is everyone doing here?"
"Grandma!"
Jason's face lit up. He turned around and saw that someone was supporting the family matriarch, Mrs. Victoria Jones, as she slowly walked over. He practically ran to her. Mrs. Jones, or Grandma Jones as everyone called her, looked at her favorite grandson. Her wrinkled face broke into a kind, warm smile. But when she saw Kevin standing beside Lily, her smile vanished. Kevin knew that Grandma Jones had always disliked him, but he didn't really care.
"All right, since everyone is almost here, we can all take a seat,"
Grandma Jones said as she looked at the crowd of relatives. After she had finished speaking, she took Jason by the hand and walked towards the main table. After everyone took a seat, Grandma Jones said a few pleasant words and encouraged everyone to work hard for the family. Then the banquet began. Kevin looked at the table full of exquisite food. Boy, was he hungry. Once he heard the banquet was starting, he dug in. He really didn't care if he grossed out the other people at the table. Lily and Dorothy stared at him a few times, but Kevin pretended not to see. After all, it was just a meal, and he would eat however he wanted. And his table manners weren't that bad. He just ate a little fast. At the main table, Grandma Jones spoke again.
"Before the banquet, I heard from a reliable source that the CEO of Williams Media has changed. I was told that he is a young man about the same age as JJ.
She looked lovingly at her grandson, Jason.
"The new CEO will be officially appointed tomorrow."
As soon as her voice faded, everyone there started chattering about this unexpected news. They had so many questions. Why did Williams Media suddenly change their CEO? This was unheard of. But everyone knew that this was a great opportunity. For years, the Jones family had controlled several small media and advertising companies. They all wanted to work with Williams Media. Because Williams Media was so powerful, as long as the Jones family could reach an agreement with them, it was safe to say that the Jones family could rise to a whole new level. But they had already sent countless people to seek a partnership with Williams. Their offers had all been harshly rejected. After all, Williams Media was run by the Williams family, one of the most prestigious families in the city. It was normal for them to look down on the tiny little Jones family. But now that they were changing their CEO and such a young man, there might be a slight possibility to join forces with them. Naturally, the Jones family wouldn't pass up such a golden opportunity. They just had to give it a try. When Kevin, who was busy with his meal, heard the news about Williams Media, he raised his head. There was a hint of amusement in his eyes. Grandma Jones was pretty well informed. Grandma Jones watched everyone's reaction with a great big smile on her face. She slowly opened her mouth and asked them, "Does anyone have an idea of how to pay a visit to the new Williams Media CEO? If anyone can form a partnership between our families, I will reward them well."
"I'm willing to go," said one of them.
Another shouted out, "Grandma, I want to go." And yet another said excitedly, "Let me go. I'm the best one here at teamwork." Lily wanted desperately to speak up so that she could play a part in all of this. But when she thought of her low-ranking position in the Jones family, she ended up sitting quietly, waiting to see what would happen. One after another, the family members shared their opinions. Grandma Jones nodded her head in satisfaction. Finally, she set her eyes on Jason, who was sitting beside her with an eager look on his face. Patting Jason's hand, she said,
"JJ, I will leave this matter up to you. Don't let me down."
"Don't worry, Grandma. I'll definitely get them to make a deal."
Jason smacked his chest confidently. Kevin put down his fork and picked up a napkin to wipe his mouth. He looked over at Jason, who was now standing in front of Grandma Jones, and he couldn't help laughing to himself. He wanted to make a deal? What gave him such confidence? Jason didn't know that he had already deeply offended the new head of Williams Media. And he still wanted to talk about cooperating with Williams Media, Kevin thought to himself with a slight chuckle. After the gathering was over, Kevin took Lily and Dorothy home. As they drove along, Lily didn't pay any attention to what Kevin was saying. She was preoccupied with what Grandma Jones had just said about forming a partnership with Williams Media.
"What will I do?" Lily wondered.
On their way home from the family get-together, Lily thought about her own dreams. If only she could get a chance to talk with Williams Media about forming an alliance. As long as the partnership turned out to be successful, her own company, Siren Corporation, would be saved. If Lily couldn't get any more financial aid, she had to ask Bradley Smith for help. However, she thought he'd just bought the extravagant Dream Lover necklace and given it to her. She didn't know if he still had enough funds on hand to help her company. The more Lily thought about it, the more irritated she became. When Kevin noticed Lily frowning, he could easily guess why she was upset, but he didn't say a word. When Kevin was ready to go to sleep that night, he hopped up on his bed. He lay there and looked at his wife, who was just about to lie down in her own bed, and said thoughtfully, "Lily, don't worry. Jason Jones definitely won't be able to talk with Williams Media tomorrow about making any deal. Aside from you, no one else can succeed." After he'd said this, he didn't care how Lily would react. Kevin yawned, closed his eyes, and went to sleep. Lily was stunned for a moment. She didn't expect Kevin to actually read her mind, but what he said really left her speechless. She wasn't entirely sure he was right, that if she went to talk with Williams Media about the partnership, it would definitely succeed. How could he be so sure that this couldn't be done by anyone other than her? He sure didn't know how to comfort someone. Rolling her eyes, Lily turned off the light. She put the whole thing out of her mind and went to sleep. Early the next morning after Lily left for work, Kevin also headed out. Uncle Thomas gave him a call early in the morning and told him that Miss Sandra Wilson, his new chief of staff, was ready and that everyone was waiting for him to take office. So Kevin slowly rode his brand new electric scooter all the way to Williams Media. Williams Media was located in the fanciest part of downtown Chicago. It was in a majestic 50-story office building that was taller than all the surrounding buildings. The building's parking garage was filled with all kinds of luxury cars, sports cars, and high-end SUVs. Lots of them were electric. Without exception, all of these cars belonged to Williams Media executives and the celebrity superstars that they managed. There was a reason why Williams Media was known as an industry leader in entertainment. They managed their artists very closely and saw them regularly. So the lot was always filled with luxury cars. Looking at all the fancy rides, Kevin thought that it seemed unusual for a CEO like him to ride an electric scooter to work. Just as Kevin was about to park his scooter in a small space at the edge of the lot, a red Ferrari suddenly appeared out of nowhere. "What?" Kevin screamed as he quickly leapt off his scooter. He must have jumped nearly 6 feet away. He turned around and saw that there was a small dent in the front of the Ferrari, along with a long scratch in the paint. His electric scooter had been hit hard, and the rear wheel was bent out of shape. This was the electric scooter that he had just bought yesterday. Sadly, Kevin walked over to his scooter, which was now lying on the ground. Just as he was about to say something, the door of the Ferrari opened and a slender white leg emerged. "Why don't you watch where you're going?" the driver said. The woman's tone was harsh. When she was completely out of the car, the bystander suddenly gasped. "She's so beautiful. Who is this big star?" they said. The willowy beauty wore a tight blue skirt that showed off her figure. Her high heels made her legs look even more attractive. Kevin looked at this beautiful woman in front of him, and he couldn't hide his excitement. Brittany! He hadn't expected to meet her here today. Could it be that she was here to sign a contract with Williams Media? That was quite a coincidence. Although his electric scooter was wrecked, Kevin wasn't injured. Brittany was a new performer who was about to sign a contract with his company, so naturally he wasn't going to argue with her. Brittany recognized Kevin. She frowned and asked, "Kevin, what are you doing here?" She looked at him and then looked at the electric scooter on the ground. She remembered that two nights ago, she heard someone mention that the security guard at Williams Media suddenly had a heart attack and was sent to the hospital. So the company hired a young man as a security guard. Could it be Kevin? "Why don't you watch what you're doing? Look at all the damage to my car. I'm sure you can't afford to fix it." Brittany looked at the dents and scratches on the front of the Ferrari and felt her heart sink. This was her brand new car. It had now been trashed the first time she drove it. Hearing this, Kevin immediately furrowed his brow. "It was clearly you who hit me. Why are you blaming me instead?" At the moment, a deep male voice came from nearby.
"What happened here?"
The onlooker stepped out of the way and Kevin saw a man in a blue suit walking over with two security guards. When Victor Martin saw the scene in front of him, he was instantly stunned by Brittany's beauty. He stepped forward and said with a smile,
"You're Brittany Davis, aren't you? A few days ago, I heard that you'd be coming in to sign your contract. I didn't expect you to be here yet."
Brittany gave him a faint smile. Now she looked gentle and polite, completely different from a minute ago when she was chastising Kevin. "I'm sorry," she said. "This happened as I was coming in. What can you do about it?" On hearing this, Mr. Martin instantly felt more self-assured and cocky. He had to help Brittany right away. He said,
"Don't worry. This is just a small matter."
Looking at Kevin, the man said with a serious face,
"Do you know where you are? Who said you could ride an electric bike here?"
Kevin looked around and said, "Who says I can't ride an electric bike in here? Besides, she's the one who hit me. Can't you figure that out?"
"If I say you can't ride here, then you can't ride here. Why would someone in a Ferrari hit someone on a scooter?"
While the man spoke, he pointed at Kevin with a disdainful expression. Kevin looked at the man, and his good mood was ruined. Brittany's mouth trembled as she complained. "Mr. Martin, is he the new guard you just hired? I'm afraid he'll annoy a lot of people." When Victor Martin heard Brittany's words, he suddenly remembered that the old guard had suddenly left yesterday. He was told that the new guard would come to work today. He looked at Kevin, who was wearing a baggy t-shirt and shorts, and then looked at the electric scooter lying on the ground. He was sure that Kevin was the new security guard.
"I definitely won't allow someone like this to continue working here. Don't worry, ma'am. I'll fire him right now."
After he finished speaking, he pointed at Kevin and said,
"You're fired. Please pack up your things and leave."
Kevin still had a scowl on his face. He read the nameplate on the man's chest. His title was Victor Martin, Production Assistant. What was the company structure like at Williams Media anyway? A production assistant could fire another employee at will? He replied, "You want to fire me, Assistant Victor Martin, right? I would like to ask you a simple question. Who gave you the right to fire someone all by yourself?" Kevin looked at the man with a smile, not caring what the people around him thought. Kevin's question made Mr. Martin's face harden. He didn't really have the right to fire anyone he wanted. After all, he was just a production assistant. He glared at Kevin angrily. He was about to curse at him when he was interrupted by Brittany. "You said Mr. Martin isn't qualified to fire you, right? Then the department manager should be qualified. You just wait." Brittany looked at Kevin with disgust. After she finished speaking, she took out her phone, wrote 2 text messages, and sent them out. In less than 5 minutes, a woman wearing a gray professional suit walked up to them with a cold, bitter expression on her face.